Greetings. My name is Ashley LaRussa, founder and eventpreneur of Rue Events, Blacks Friday, and Queer AF, and thank you for listening to KXCI. So, I'm originally from Texas, Port Arthur to be specific. My father was in the Navy and did two tours during Vietnam. After serving, he became a merchant seaman, docking out for months at a time. Since I was 8 years old, I can recall his stories of Juneteenth. The primary point being that Black Texans had no idea that they had received emancipation. And when the proclamation was set, January 1, 1863, Texans didn't know until 2 years later in June. When freedom finally came, June 19, 1865, over 2,000 Union troops arrived at Galveston Bay, Texas. The Army announced that more than 250,000 enslaved Black people were free. This day came to be known as Juneteenth by the newly freed people in Texas. During the Reconstruction, 1865 to 1877, marked an era of great hope, uncertainty, and struggle for the nation as a whole. Formerly enslaved people immediately sought to reunify families, establish schools, run for political office, push legislation, and even sue slave owners for compensation. Given the 200-plus years of enslavement, such changes were nothing short of amazing. Not even a generation out of slavery, African Americans were inspired and empowered to transform their lives and their country. Juneteenth marks our country's second Independence Day. Although it has long been celebrated in African American communities, this monumental event remains largely unknown to most Americans. The historical legacy of Juneteenth shows the value of never giving up on hope in uncertain times. This is Ashley LaRussa, founder and eventpreneur, and you are listening to KXCI Tucson.